Good morning, everyone. I'm going to turn 30 this year. Yeah. So that means almost 30 years I have been a Christadelphian. I was born a Christadelphian. I was raised a Christadelphian. I did go around and research other religions, but you know, this is my home turf. This is my hometown. These are, you know, we are all my people. These are the people I've known since I was born, basically. And lately, I've taken up a career in the last 10 years. I fix BMWs. It's not fun all the time, but it sometimes it's the customer. But I've developed a very analytical mind to fix these cars. You must find the root of the issue. For example, if your air conditioning is not working, there's about 10 different control units communicating over 5 different bus wires and signals and sensors, all that. It's not just low. It could be any one of these 10 or 12 different things. So you have to systematically analyze and find the root cause. And I was thinking about this, in everything, give thanks. I'm like, okay, this is going to be really exhausting. Every single thing you do, you know, it's like, okay, it's like trying to fix everything, and you're not going to the root. You're not analyzing where is the core in this, where is the beginning. And I thought about Job and his story, because how on earth could Job be thankful in everything that was happening to him? And I think it comes back to the root of what really matters. Because if Job, you know, if you think about counting your blessings, I always thought that that's kind of, you know, it is kind of childish to me at this point. Because, you know, when I was a child, I thought of a child. Now I'm a man, I think as a man, I put on the mature things. So when you're a child, you know, you're like, well, I lost that one toy, but I have 10 more. Or, you know, when you're a man and you think about, you know, like, okay, I lost my car, but I still have my house. You know, are you trying to just outweigh the balance and say, well, the good is outweighing the bad, so I'm okay? That didn't really sit well with me, because I'm like, okay, well, what if everything's gone? What if you're like Job? You're like, well, you know, I lost my fields, but I've still got my cows. Oh, nope. Nah, I lost my cows. Well, I've still got my servants. Okay, nope, you lost your servants. Well, I still have my family. No, Job, you don't have your family anymore. And then his wife comes to him and says, why don't you just curse God and die? So he doesn't have the support of his wife anymore. Where is he? How can he find thanks in this? And what's interesting is the play on words in here is in everything give thanks. It's not for everything give thanks. It's in everything give thanks. And over my 29, almost 30 years of experience of looking into the Word of God, of being taught the Word of God, I've learned, and I've been at several different places too, I've been kicked out of some places too. So I started in Virginia. I went out to Illinois. I went back to Virginia. Then I went to Florida. Then I went back to Illinois. And now I'm back in Virginia. And you really learn some different perspectives on how to see God, on how to see Christ, on how to see your life. Because many people think different things about different things. So it's a matter of perspective. And let's go, we really need to think about perspective when we think about Jesus and a spiritual life and how to understand it. Because let's go to 1 John 2:11. I'm just going to read it real quick. You don't have to look it up. Just one verse. But whoever hates his brother is in darkness and walks around in darkness. He does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded him. And let's go to Ephesians 5, verse 8. Ephesians 5, verse 8. For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. And 2 Corinthians 3:16. You could probably recite these from memory. 2 Corinthians 3:16. But whenever anyone turns away, whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And I always thought of growing up and maturing in faith and in my spiritual walk that the veil is kind of, it's kind of layered, isn't it? You go through life and you're like, okay, now I understand that. And you look a little bit further, and now you see a little bit deeper, and and they see a little bit deeper. And eventually, we're going to have the veil completely ripped away, and we're going to see the glory of our Savior, blinding light in front of us. And that is our goal. So we're gradually coming to that point. To be thankful for everything is very easy when times are good. But what about when times go bad? And I was wondering, how are we tested, you know, in this life? Money, jobs and careers, death, sickness, persecution, fear, doubt, loneliness, depression, and addiction. How are you going to be thankful for these things? In everything, be thankful. So it's not to be for thankful for them, it's to be thankful in them. And how can one possibly say we are in hardship? For example, thank you, God, for having my car break down 1,200 miles from home. How are you thankful in that? I say, if you are thankful for the very air you breathe, for the words that you've heard from Jesus Christ, our Savior, and His hope, then you are thankful continually. Jesus tells us in Matthew, He says, don't worry about anything. All these physical things that you have, these clothes that you have on, this food that you have here, your house, your car, your money, your job, these don't matter. Think about Job. He also tells us the only thing we have to fear is those who can kill the body and the soul. But he specifically says, you know, if they can just kill the body, don't fear that. So it's a shift in our perspective. Rather than thinking we need to thank God for every little thing in our lives, just, you know, thank you, God, for the delicious cake last night. Thank you, God, for cereal. Thank you, God, for, I don't know, I woke up and my back didn't hurt this morning. And these things are beneficial, but if your core is not set, if you're not thankful in everything and you're just thankful for things, then I think your perspective is a little bit off. Because the duty of man is to give glory to God. You don't do this by having the fanciest clothes or the most expensive cars. I know, I've driven the most expensive cars. They're fun, but they're not giving glory to God. You give glory to God by recognizing and seeing that your very existence is important and sacred. It's held in the greatest, kindest, most faithful, gentle, patient, caring, and loving hands of your God and Father. And one of the most powerful verses to me is, God is not willing that any should perish. Life is precious to God. So let's let Jesus into our lives and make it what it should be. Give thanks to God that you are alive. Let us thank God for Jesus, who is our life. Let us thank Jesus for giving up that most precious gift, the most valuable gift in the universe, life. Let's all pray together. You just repeat after me. Thank you, God, for creating me. Thank you, God, for giving me life.
Thank you, God, for giving me life.
Thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus.
Thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a hope in a new life.
Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a hope in a new life.
If you are thankful for your life, Amen. If you are thankful in your life, you are thankful in everything. Thank you.